This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're certainly starting 2011 with cotton prices at unprecedented levels. The A index, which is the representative world price of cotton, has now hit $2 a pound. Nearby futures are trading in the 170s. So it's certainly an unprecedented situation in terms of the outlook. And really, we're just seeing price strength that started back through most of 2010 continue as we go into 2011.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have seen a drawdown in global cotton stocks that has tightened the balance sheet for cotton. And so it does, I think, create some optimism as you look at the outlook. One of the key questions as we see going forward is the ability, obviously, to sustain demand at these higher price levels, particularly when we're now seeing the gap between cotton prices and polyester prices widen as these cotton prices have gone higher. That's going to be a key, is the ability to sustain that demand. And hopefully we will be able to do that as long as we continue to see the general economy recover.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
These higher prices will bring some additional acres back into production in most of the major countries, so we do anticipate seeing a world crop recover probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 123 million bales, and that's up from 115 in 2010. I think, though, demand will continue to recover as well, again, based off the assumption that the general economy continues to improve. We look for global mill use of cotton to be approximately 121 million bales, and that's up from approximately 117 million in 2010.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we look specifically at the U.S. balance sheet, our early season planting intention survey suggested that growers are going to plant approximately 12.5 million acres of cotton in the United States. Assuming average weather, average abandonment levels, that'll give us a crop of approximately 19.2 million bales. The demand side for U.S. cotton, we're again seeing some optimistic signs. Mill use has recovered some from the lows that it experienced in the early part of 2009. We anticipate mill use of cotton will be 3.8 million bales by U.S. textile mills in 2011, and that's up from 3.7 in 2010. On the export side, growth in demand, increased global trade gives us an opportunity for exports out of the U.S. to be about 15.6 million bales, and that's up from our estimate of 15.3 million in 2010. So we're going to end this current marketing year with somewhere around 2.2 to 2.3 million bales of cotton in the United States, one of the lowest levels that we've ever observed. As we look ahead to 2011 marketing year, we're probably not going to see those overall stock levels change much by the end of the 2011 marketing year. In fact, we could be even a little tighter. So I think this outlook does stay fairly tight. Again, it's still, I think, contingent on the fact that we need to see demand growth continue. But overall, we still see a lot of optimism out there as you look at the economic situation within the cotton industry.